Hello guys, welcome back to our latest episode of Ballers and Pajamas. Quarterfinals are done and it was quite an eventful quarterfinal. We have had a lot of entertaining games and quite unpredictable results and some unpredictable underdogs who are into the semifinals by beating the Super Giants. So let's talk about the main game first, the Los Blancos, the 13-time winner of UCL, Real Madrid on versus Chelsea. I mean, the first leg was completely a walk in the park for the men in white. I mean, Karim Benzema, smashed a beautiful hat trick, and we were sensing that Chelsea had absolute no chance of coming back, because going to Spain and playing at the Bernabeu in front of a very fiery Real Madrid team, when the top goal scorer and top assist maker are in real hot form, I thought they had no chance, but they literally came back and they were leading. At one point, they were winning and going to the semi-finals to the 78th minute, until Karim Benzema showed his class again and ended Chelsea's dreams, and their dreams were shattered. So the Real Madrid did lose the tie. They lost 3-2, but it was quite an entertaining game. Real, what to take of the Real Madrid Chelsea game? I mean, do you think the ref was a little bit harsh, or do you think Chelsea just lost their park and just gave up after their for conceding the first goal?
See, I'll tell you, Real Madrid is only good at one thing right now, finishing. That's it. Trust me. I mean, Chelsea dominated the tie, overall stats of the entire tie. Their XG is almost five, the chances created, everything. Well, Chelsea is finishing, we know. Lukaku, I think, don't even know why he came to Chelsea now. And Werner, though, obviously, man, come on, one goal he did score, but still, I mean, the chances they created, and Benzema would have scored six, seven goals in the entire tie, if you ask me. Same number of chances Benzema would have got. I think the Benzema is the overall entire difference, considering he scored four of them. Well, Rodrygo also scored one. Thanks to him, they managed to equalize the tie after Chelsea going into the lead. But we have to applaud the Chelsea's performance here, right? I mean, the way they came back playing at Bernabeu, and I mean, see, though they didn't go, everyone knew they might not go, and but still, the way they came up, I mean, it's like, they showed that they are deservingly champions from last time around. They are the defending champions, and they did try to be. Well, I actually applaud them, because I really thought first leg they were shit. But first leg also, you can say that little bit of individual mistakes screwed them here and there. And Benzema's obviously clinical finishing added more, how to say, spice to the wound. But second leg, yeah, as I mentioned, pretty marvelous. I mean, even Benzema had to score that eventual winner for them. So, well, cheers to Real for going into the semifinals. But also, I'm applauding Chelsea's team spirit and everything. I mean, if only that Alonso didn't touch the ball with his hand, maybe situation would have been different.
But knowing Real Madrid and their comebacks, away if you can, and this tie, reminded me of the flashbacks of the 2018 quarterfinals when Real played Juventus. I mean, it was quite a similar thing, Real scoring three goals up playing away from home, and then conceding three goals at the Bernabeu, and then coming back and going into the semi-finals. So that just a pure flashback. So heartbreak for Chelsea, the defending champions. I mean, they just went down without with a beautiful fight. And of course, they should be proud of themselves with the way they played. Eventually, they beat Real Madrid at the Santiago Bernabeu, which is a very good thing. So, yep, Los Blancos are into the semi-finals. Next, going to the next game. Oh my goodness, I just can't even believe this happened. Villarreal, the underdogs, I guess I don't even remember the last time they went into the Champions League. They knocked out the Giants, the favorites to win the champ competition. FC Bayern Munich, they held on Bayern Munich at Allianz Stadium. Wow. I mean, how often do you see Bayern Munich struggling like that in Champions League, that too, against a very weak team? I mean, we are known that Bayern, after losing a game, they come out full blazing guns, like with Lewandowski, Sané, Muller, and Kingsley Coman, and all. So it was really thing at Villarreal. I must say, what a team, man, and what a coach Unai Emery is. I mean, had full faith in his players. The way they scored that 80th minute equalizer literally showed they literally capitalized on Bayern Munich's tired legs after they dominated the entire game. And and they literally snatched that opportunity from Bayern to like enter the Champions League semi-finals as one of the big dark horses. Nihar, what do you think? Villarreal dominated, literally frustrated Bayern Munich.
So Bayern's problem this season is under the new coach, their defensive transitions are pretty bad. I mean, the way they react after the opponent gets the ball and he's on counter, they really couldn't control it. Well, it's been evident there throughout the entire season when the Bundesliga teams tried to exploit that advantage, but at times, obviously, Bayern's superior quality in terms of players and obviously the ever-present dangerous Lewandowski scoring shitload of goals for them, I think helped them throughout. But I think Villarreal just got their plan sorted, man. I mean, Unai Emery knew that Bayern are going to be absolutely ruthless at Allianz. So what he did is he held back, he took the pressure. Though the home team got the advantage, but still they chose to attack at the death, and that one attack is required, and that counted at the end. Mourinho passed it, and obviously the substitute scored it. So I think it's coming. See, the way they're playing, it's obviously coming. They're not exactly playing like a threatening team. See, yeah, the goal difference, everything suggests something else, but still, you have to consider the brief pauses in play. For example, you don't see City or Liverpool turning off like that in some games, like showing their weaknesses. Maybe this top team show fatigue or some point, but not the weaknesses. So I think Unai Emery is a genius here, considering Villarreal never even played in a round of 8 till now in Champions League entire history. Now he's in semi-finals. So prodding him there, but I think Bayern will actually look back at it, and I think they'll still give Nagelsmann a chance here because he's pretty young. He's only 34 years now, and he's the future for the club, at least for 10 years if things go right for him. And they Bayern got the players and everything. So, I mean, let's see how it will go for them forward, because they will actually, it will be harsh, because getting knocked out by a big team is something, but getting knocked out by Villarreal, who never been in competition at that stage, is completely different.
Yep, so and that too Bayern Munich. And that too on Bayern Munich, some teams who literally smash teams with 7 goals and 8 goals and has show absolute no mercy anyway. So, moving on to the next game. Atletico versus Manchester City. It was a very, very boring, dull game. I mean, it was rather more of a WWE match than a football game, which we saw in the second leg. And City, we know how City did. I guess they gave Atletico the taste of their own medicine, frustrated them by scoring a solitary goal in both in the two legs and just winning by 1-0 aggregate scoreline. So Atletico are famous for that. So I guess City took advantage of it. It frustrated Atletico. I mean, the first leg also we saw Atletico were literally defending with 10 players back. They were like having 0 shots on target. They didn't even have a shot on attempt on target. I think it's the first time in a Champions League match that a team has never, even tried to put a shot on target or even an attempt, normal shot on attempt. So it was quite uneventful. And City, as usual being City, it was a very proper Manchester City game, according to me. They handled the away type very well, as they did not allow Atletico to dominate much. And I guess they used that well and they eventually qualified for the semi-finals. What do you think, Nihar? I mean, a very crispy tie, I guess, for Pep Guardiola and his team.
It's a bit weird, man. I mean, Man City's progressing with only 1 goal. I mean, they're generally known for conceding and scoring a lot many, but still they managed to keep a clean sheet in both the ties, and just with solitary goal they went through. I mean, considering it's Atletico Madrid. Well, first they obviously, City had a slim advantage. Heading into this tie, I mean, Atletico came out all guns blazing in the second half at Wanda Metropolitano. But, City is actually very good at defending, and obviously they did concede some chances though. But still, they kept their calm, everything was good, and they did do the Atletico's way of time wasting, which pissed off Atletico. I mean, it's like having their taste of their own medicine now. Simeone would have been crying because that's what he does every time. Well, that came back and bit his ass now. But again, things got a bit ugly at the tad end, if you're considering that Grealish and Savage got into it, with Savage getting a red card at the end, and even the tunnel they were fighting kind of. Well, not exactly the ugliest ugly, but yeah, it's okay. But still, it's not that great to see, because generally we expect Pep's men to be how to say, conducting themselves in a very decent way. If not the best, at least a decent. But that didn't happen. But then Pep will take it. I mean, considering the injuries and the fatigue the players had gone through over the 180 minutes, I think they deserve to go through. But still, Atletico showed a lot of spirit in the last 45 minutes of the tie. But still, I mean, Simeone should have a look at his strategies many times, because when facing teams like, you know, City or Liverpool, the City or this Liverpool, it's the tactics he employed doesn't seem to be that effective. So I mean, that's my take off over this entire tie.
Yep. So it was quite a good game. And I guess let's move on to the final game of the quarterfinals, Liverpool taking on Benfica. I mean, when they Liverpool won 3-1 at Benfica at the Estadio da Luz in Portugal, and they what they did eventually were ruling up their tie, and you know, had one foot in the quarter in the semi-finals. So, but coming to Anfield, Liverpool did lead. I guess they had they did lead 1-0, but eventually Benfica fought so well. I have never seen a team, you know, another underdog fight and dominate Liverpool at Anfield like that. So it was quite good to see Benfica went out with the fight. I mean, they did lose. It was 6-4 on aggregate, but they ended up drawing at Anfield. So another talking point here. And with that, we can see Liverpool are yet to win in a knockout game at Anfield this season. So because they lost 1-2 at Inter Milan as well, and now they drew to Benfica. So, you know, quite a talking point. What do you think, Niyar? I mean, Anfield, the main place where they actually score goals and thrash teams, and eventually they lost in the round of 16 second leg to Inter Milan, and now drawing to Benfica. I mean, is that worrying signs?
No, man. I mean, see, it's not exactly worrying signs. Exactly, I want to repeat what Klopp said last year, I think before this season. Every team will lose at some point. You have to calculate which team, you have to choose which teams you want to lose. As simple as that. Obviously, with, you know, Liverpool still in contention for that quadruple, well, God knows what will happen with that. But, I mean, with so already, how to say, heavy, they just played City the previous weekend. So, the legs are obviously tired and they obviously don't want to risk anything. So, why not give some the main starters a break? I think 8 of the main general starters in that Liverpool strong XI are not missing from the starting lineup that day. Well, though they came back, some of them obviously Liverpool progressed. I think the rest is the important word, because next 1 month is going to be hectic for Liverpool at least, because they have to face Chelsea in the cup final. Premier League, they are somehow the favourites now to lift the title. And even Champions League, they have an easy semi-final now. And it all makes sense, man. I mean, simply it just makes sense for them. So it's okay
but
to lose.
Tell me, you know, it's okay to lose, agreed. But now with Liverpool, you know, play competing for the Premier League also, if they have an FA Cup final in three weeks' time, and now they're also playing the UEFA Champions League semi-finals. So do you think it's going to be a little bit hard on them? Because considering the tired legs, and you know, they're relying too much on Salah, Mane, and you know, Diego Jota ahead, and even Luis Diaz. So, do you think injuries can get into them?
See, that's the point I'm telling. Just because there might be an injury scare, the players were rested for this Benfica tie. I'm just telling you, in case if Benfica didn't even have any goal, or Liverpool literally went like 2-3 goals in the first half, trust me, Salah or Disco wouldn't have even come onto the pitch that day. It's all calculated according to me. But again, see, the long run, you never know. They can win it all with the squad they have overall. They can not win anything toward the end. I mean, City winning all their games and winning the Premier League. In CL final, they might lose to the either of Madrid or City. We never know. I mean, these are some one-off games you can't really judge. Even Chelsea might come all guns blazing, because obviously Chelsea is alive right now only in one competition, FA Cup. Imagine Chelsea fielding their best playing 11. So that's something which Liverpool can't decide, and it's not in their hands. So it's the risk you have to take. I mean, at some point, Klopp have to prioritize which he wants more. I mean, do we really want to push for the Premier League or just he wants to, how to say? I mean, he might take FA Cup final in a bit light way. I mean, he might start, you know, Tsimikas at the left back position. You know what I'm saying? These are something which a manager should think upon, his priorities and the team's conditioning, and everything is involved, every parameter they have to account for. But good thing they're in all competitions right now. So that's a very good sign for him.
Considering that we are wrapped up with the Champions League quarterfinals, so guys, we'll see you all with the Champions League semifinals in the next episode. So till then, take care.